How's it going, everybody? Welcome back to the final Emerald City Hockey post-game live of season three, presented by Flatstick Pub. Oh, I'm so used to being in my business way over there. Here, it's just right here. Serve it up right there. All nice. Thanks to them for sponsoring all of season three. It was really wonderful to have Flatstick on board for this and to be able to do the watch parties and be able to expose them to the whole ECH community. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, all 82 games. Big thanks to Flatstick Pub as we do this for the final time this season. And you know what? It's cool to have you here again in person with me to enjoy it. I know we enjoyed it on the live commentary as well with the Terror of the Deep patrons, the ups and downs, the roller coaster of that game, the hockey talk, the non-hockey talk. It was all a lot of fun.
It definitely was. This was a lot of fun for live game commentary. It was definitely fun being able to be here and doing it live with you, RJ, in the same room. And yeah, a lot of talk about from this one is the Kraken get a win to send off the season. It makes us all now apparently Calgary Flames fans, which isn't as fun, but some good stuff to talk about, including some Yanni Gord talk that I think we're going to get to. But going to start with the super chat here from DJ and Tay. Season didn't go the way we wanted, but still have high hopes for next year. Hope to meet either of you guys if you come to Salt Lake next year. I'm going to want to.
I am too. And I'm not going to let you maybe hog all those like with mullet.
Yeah.
So I think we might try and find a way for both of us to go to Salt Lake at some point, because it is absolutely beautiful there. And I can't wait to have it as a road city in the NHL.
Yes. And of course, it would be fantastic to meet you as well. We will see what we can do. And yeah, high hopes for next year. I mean, look, the season didn't go the way we thought it did. It was going to after last season and the great playoff run that the Kraken had. I still think that some of the bones are there, though, for this team to be successful moving forward. Yes, there is work that needs to be done. Yes, they need to maybe add a finisher or maybe some more power forward, somebody who can go to the net front, as we saw in this one, right? It helps generate goals. But that's attainable. Like, that's doable. A lot of the problems that plague this team are things that they can address, they can fix, and they can, get better moving forward.
Yeah, and they showed it tonight with the personnel that they have right now, whether it's Yanni Gord going to the net and generating the goals the way he had, or Matty Beniers. I know you've been on this for a while that he should be closer to net front or kind of in the slot in a position to tip those shots on the power play. And lo and behold, it generates a goal tonight. And I think, there's no reason you can't do that next season.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm looking forward to it for sure. Super chat here from Sean. Nice big one. Thank you very much, Sean. You guys are the best. Excited to have you together again tonight. Glad we still have some postseason get-togethers to look forward to. Yeah, I mean, we'll have more like details on like what we're going to do for like the Firebirds and stuff moving forward. But definitely over on Patreon, we'll continue doing live game commentaries for the NHL playoffs. It's always a lot of fun to do stuff there. And it was great having you in there tonight, Sean, as always.
Yeah, thank you so much, Sean. And yeah, we're not going anywhere. And then even in person too, I know you're going to come up for Dev Camp whenever the dates for that, get announced. That'll be fun too.
Yeah, definitely. Super chat here from Elijah. First game all season. I couldn't watch, had to listen on the radio. Never been so hyped and so bummed at the same time. Wish Yanni was my dad. Oh my gosh. This game from Yanni Gord was really something, RJ.
It really was. And I'm thank you, Elijah, for bringing him up, because I know we need to talk about him. And in the morning before the Kraken's last game, the one against the Jets, just hearing his media availability too, there was real frustration, real emotion from him at kind of what the season had become. He is a guy that does not like to play hockey games without meaning, like these last, 10 or 15 have been. And he seemed adamant that they were not going to get in this position next season. He was going to do everything he could to that end. And he's been playing like it these last couple games. I mean, the effort from him has been fantastic. And I think he bumped his shooting percentage up from 5.something% up to 7.
Yeah, 5.8 to 7%. That was part of the discussion over on the live game commentary on Patreon. So thanks to everybody who was able to join us there. We were talking about Yanni Gord's shooting percentage and kind of the downward trend that it's had over the last couple seasons, and especially how low it's been this year. And one of the things I brought up was the lack of breakaway opportunities he's had, because those are high percentage chances, right? Like, you look at, think about shootouts and stuff. It could very easily be over 30%. And Yanni, first couple seasons, certainly year one, had lots of those opportunities, particularly shorthanded. Yep. Maybe not so many this year. Tonight gets two shorthanded looks, is able to bury both of them and really make a significant difference in his shooting percentage for the year. So that was really great to see. And hopefully it means next year from Yanni, we can see the team maybe put him in some more positions to kind of get out there on some breakaways, because he's pretty good when he does it.
Yeah, he can finish, empty net or not.
Definitely. And sorry you couldn't watch for the first time all season, Elijah. That is definitely a bummer. But hey, having to listen to it on the radio is definitely not bad. Great radio crew mm-hmm. that the Kraken have here. Light with the super chat. Maddie and Ty played amazing tonight. This was worth it. They earned this. Now let's hope the Sharks lose. Can't wait for the AHL postseason with you all. Yes, it's going to be a lot of fun talking about the Firebirds, RJ.
Yeah, lots to look forward to with them. They're just such a fun team. And I can't wait to kind of focus in on that. But you're right, like, they earned this. I mean, the mm-hmm. effort tonight, the Kraken clearly outplayed the Wild. They absolutely earned this win. And if they didn't get the win, it would have been a shame, right? I mean, because they played well enough to deserve it. And I think to get rewarded for that and rewarded for playing the right way mm-hmm. is a great message to just take into the offseason and translate through to next year.
Yeah, this was one of their better games this season, like for sure. They had the effort level for this one. They were going to the net. I mean, Ty Kartjaj, fantastic game for sure. It was really kind of nice to see that they had this and they were able to finish the season this way. And you can tell that I think that was pretty important to them too, that they'd be able to kind of like end on a positive note here with a high effort and really pretty dominant game. I mean, that second period was ridiculous in how in favor of the Kraken it was. So it was a really, really solid performance from them. Four Horsemen, the super chat. Dylan called me out for not joining any post game. So game 82 it is. ECH is fantastic. More live events, please. Definitely want to do more live events next season. That is a for sure. And I guess I did call you out.
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little bit. Always good to see you in person there, Four Horsemen. And thank you for joining us. Just like Yanni Gourde's shooting percentage, you know, showing up for game 82 yes. in a big way.
Exactly. And thank you for the check mix at the watch party, too. Definitely want to make sure I get that in. L Bell with the nice super chat here. This was my first full season following hockey, and you made it that much more enjoyable, and you made it make a whole lot more sense. Thanks for all that you do. Really means a lot, L Bell. We really take educating, answering people's questions, being a welcoming community very, very seriously here, and love to get messages like that.
Yeah, that's our favorite part of doing what we do, is getting new hockey fans in the sport, making it fun for them and helping educate. So, I mean, it just means a lot to us to read that. And look forward to more seasons ahead, right? I mean, it's you're on this journey now. There's no hopping off this train.
Exactly. No, I hope you're ready for a lot more hockey moving forward. Get to enjoy the playoffs as well. That'll be a lot of fun for you, I'm sure. And, make sure to hang around. We'll be talking more hockey as the playoffs for the NHL and the AHL continue moving forward here. Tammy with the super chat. Yanni was this close to getting a hat trick of all shorties. Has that ever happened?
It must have in the 80s at some point, right?
I feel like, yes, at some point it must have happened.
You look it up.
I'm going to look it up here real quick. I mean, should I be looking at just NHL only or hockey in general?
NHL only. Okay. I mean, you go in other leagues, I'm sure. But NHL, I think NHL is what you look
at. Hat-trick, shorties. Let's see what we get. I mean, it would be a pretty significant accomplishment to have something like that.
It would. I know of the game where Mario Lemieux scored like all five ways and whatever, but this isn't that. So I see a name on there. Is that
yes, Bobby McMahon, apparently, registered his first NHL hat trick.
No, because that's no. That's just an article from now. Yeah. I was like, if it happened this season, I would know. Maybe somebody in chat.
Here's a Reddit from 8 years ago.
Okay, that's something.
Theo Fleury.
Okay,
in 91. So, all right, that makes sense, I guess.
Not quite the 80s, but almost.
Yeah, that makes sense. That he would be one of the guys to do that. So, it looks like that's the only one, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, must be 5'9 or below, I guess.
That's the rule. Gonna be one of the short guys to be able to get it done. This is a great question though, Tammy. And then DJ Singletone, thank you guys for everything this year. Through the ups and downs, it was always at least fun. Yes, it was a lot of fun, and we definitely could not do that without you, DJ Singletone, and the wonderful community that we have going here.
Yeah, big thank you to you, DJ Singletone. I mean, all that work with the prospects and watching everyone. I've learned so much from you, not just this season, but, since you've joined the community and everything. It's been awesome. awesome.
Yep, definitely. And shout out to the whole community for making this such a wonderful experience as well. And for making all these post games fun, right? Even after the really bad losses, we're all able to laugh and joke and talk about Chex Mix and whatever. It is just a lot of fun. Comic Binge with the Super Chat. Loved experiencing the season with you both. Learned so much. Can't wait for the off-season pods. I'll holla at you soon, Dylan. Yes, now that the season's over, it should be a little bit more free and we should be able to do something. So looking forward to it. And thank you for the Super Chat there. All right, jumping over into chat here, RJ, I mean Zoe, it was an extra short shorty for Yanni to match his height. Love that there.
Getting ahead of us on that.
And then B, we were robbed of the Joey goal. Oh, so close, RJ.
I know. That was, you saw him going for it, and it was online too. I mean, that was going to be on net, I think, from watching it, and he just doesn't miss from that spot. Things can block it, but he doesn't miss.
Yes, I mean, it was... It was so good too, the way he stopped it and then was able to kind of tee himself up so he was going to get stuff on it. I mean, he made sure to get air under it because he knew he was going to need to. I mean, to be fair, heads up play by whichever Wild player it was to knock that down, because that would have been pretty tough. It sucks. I'm not happy they did it, but I will show respect where it's deserved. George, thanks for another great season. Dylan and RJ, you're very welcome. Light, that'll do, big, that'll do. I love it. Comic Binge, cue up the Daft Punk one more time. Let's go. And Lindsay, that was a fun one. It was, RJ. They lost fun.
Yes.
Or they won, actually.
No, they won. I was going to say, what are you talking about? Yeah, no, they won fun. That's
like an autopilot concept, for the last right? 3 weeks.
That's been the line. I've just wanted them to lose fun. They did one better tonight.
Definitely. Four Horsemen, which Kraken goalies win in the Vezina next year? You're not going to answer? Oh, you're jinx it, actually. So
yeah, I know. I did. You've told me not to jinx things.
That is true. I don't know. I mean, it's Joey. I mean, I think he finished top five in save percentage this year. I mean, if he has another great year, you'd have a chance. I mean, Philip Grubauer had a really solid year this year, too, since the injury and kind of maybe the rough start that the whole team had. So I don't know. I mean, they're going to have the goaltending again next year. They should have the goaltending again next year. So it'll just be kind of on the team in front of them to back them up.
Martin Jones.
There you go. There we go. Oh, man. Nicole, Faber better sleep with one eye open after stopping Joey's goal. Oh, I should have known
that was Faber.
Get out of here, that guy. That was, as El Bell is saying, that was rude, Faber. Rude.
Yeah. Well, definitely, see, it's the visor definitely. Being tilted so far up. It's the heads up play. He can see so much. Yes, yes. He was able to
see really above him like that. Definitely. Let's see. Schultz, first Kraken win in a final regular season game.
Yeah, because
year one was definitely the loss to Winnipeg in the makeup game. And then year two, I don't even remember because we were so focused on the playoffs. But right. That seems like the Kraken that year to drop the final one right before the playoffs start.
Yep. That's cool, though.
That is cool. No, I mean, you know, add another first to the list. It's another trivia topic if 32 Bar and Grill ever wants to bring that back.
Yeah. And hey, you know, look, the playoff teams, only one of them is going to get to finish their season with a win. So
true. That is true. Ran, what a win. Thanks so much for bringing us all together this season. You're very welcome. And thanks for being a part of it. Lindsay, confirming we pick 9th overall currently, but we'll pick 8th if Calgary beats the Sharks.
Correct.
Yes, that is how it works. Calgary's got the tiebreaker, and we need them to match whatever points we got tonight. Calgary is going to need to match. And then in this case, it's going to be 2. Let's see. Minnesota has the worst arena music. It's so tacky. we were doing the live game commentary. Didn't hear it, but I will take your word for it. I think I remember that from previous games.
Might have been for the best.
Yes. Let's see. Ken, seeing those shock blots to seal the win was awesome. Amazing heart on this team. Definitely. I mean, Tanev looked really stung there.
And Maddie throwing himself in front of it too. It was going to hit one of those two guys, and they knew, because especially facing the other way too. If it hits you in the back of the leg, there's not really any padding there on your calf, and that hurts.
Definitely. Chris, thanks guys for another great season of coverage. Always great to hear you guys. You're very welcome, Chris. Yeah. And then Ryan, thank you, Dylan and RJ, for bringing us so much joy and entertainment this season. Really adds to my Kraken fandom. I've learned a lot because of you two. Really looking forward to the draft coverage. Yeah, really excited to start transitioning into the draft coverage now that the season's season's over. And then, of course, the Firebirds coverage as well.
Yeah. And thank you, Ryan. That means a lot.
Definitely. Rayanne with the super sticker. Oh, thank you very much. That is very much appreciated. And Jessica with the super chat. Yay, ECH. Yay, Kraken. Thanks for the new friends, the fun, and the hockey learning. You're very welcome, Jessica.
Yeah. The real goalie goal was the friends we made along the way.
Definitely. Definitely. And then Angela Bug here with the super chat as well. Thanks, RJ and Dylan, for the coverage, and Jen for the photos all season. It's a joy to experience Kraken hockey with such a great community, and the positive tone you set is much appreciated. Coachella Valley playoff game live chats, maybe. Yeah, we're going to try to figure that out. We heard the message loud and clear from everybody last post game that everybody wants the Firebirds coverage. So we're just trying to get through the end of the Kraken season tonight, and then like this weekend with the exit interviews and everything like that, and then we'll make sure to put something together for the Firebirds playoff run for sure, whether it's live game commentaries or it's post game lives, potentially with me in the building. We'll definitely start working on that soon, and we will let you all know.
Yeah, definitely. And thank you, Angela, also for all your help this season, including cat sitting Fuji. Much appreciated.
Yep. Definitely, definitely. Let's see. Tammy, is Brind'Amour a possibility for coach? I mean, two things would have to happen there. Hakstol would have to be fired, and Brind'Amour would have to be fired for him to be a possibility for the Kraken head coaching spot. Those, I think, are possible. Obviously, it'll depend on how Carolina does in the postseason this year. I could see if they, you know, certainly if they got upset in like the first round, that might be
by the Islanders.
Yeah, that would be on the table, I would imagine, in a pretty big way. Dave Hakstol, that's a real coin flip right now. We were talking about that. We talked about it on the post game live. I am of the opinion that I think it might come down to exit interviews. I think Ron Francis and ownership are probably on different sides of this, of the idea right now. Ron probably leaning towards keeping him, ownership probably wanting him gone. And I could see it coming down to how Hakstol answers any questions they'd have about moving forward, and also what the players have to say about the struggles that they went through and the losing streaks that they had this season, and maybe how they responded or didn't respond to what Hakstol was doing. I could see it kind of come down to Ron Francis kind of hearing from the group about that.
Yeah, and that's a way that teams will sometimes make that decision. Sometimes the players make the decision for you one way or another, whether it's standing up for a coach and being like, we really want to play for this guy, or the other way around. So I think, you know, kind of likely the decision probably hasn't fully been made yet.
Yep, definitely. Virginia, hope for next season. Maybe we win the season opener. I mean, it'll have to happen eventually.
Yes. Give it enough seasons.
That's what I can say definitively. Yeah. It'll happen eventually. Let's see. Watch the NHL try to give it to us, and they give us the Sharks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. Who do you think gets the last Davy Jones hat of the year? Gord, Tanev for all those blocks, Belly for 700? Would be really awkward if it went to a guy leaving. Then who starts the hat train next? That's a really good question, Lindsay.
Yeah, I think Yanni Gord deserves it. I think it should go to him. I mean, you know, just the all night. Like, it wasn't just the goals too, but he was producing in those ways that would earn the Davy Jones hat as well. And I think of those three, he's probably the least likely to leave.
Yeah, I agree with that. So yeah, I think Yanni Gord's probably who it's going to be. But really good question there, Lindsay. And if it was, let's say, RJ, to go to somebody who leaves, like, just, I mean, do you give it to the person who had the most the previous year to kick things off the next season?
Yeah, there's a number of ways you could do it. You could give it to the person who had it before that, before the person leaves. You could, I don't know, you don't want to give it to Hakstol or the coach or anything to pick it. But yeah, it should be a player's thing. But yeah, just, you know, you could find someone to pick it. Yeah. Maybe give it to a captain.
Oh, wow, that would be spicy for sure. Joey, we need to find a legitimate finisher on the offensive side. Plus, defense needs some tweaking next season. Also, what do the Kraken do with Grubauer next season? It seems like Joey is the better goalie.
So kind of addressing, I'll start with the last one first, as far as the goaltending situation. Barring anything unlikely, I mean, the Kraken goalie tandem is going to be the same going back next year. Grubauer's under contract, Decord's under contract, and they'll run a tandem. I think they'll kind of have a platoon. And, you know, Grubauer's, I mean, if you look at the last 2-3 weeks, I mean, he's kind of looked like the better goalie. And so goaltending is so hard to predict. I think they'll kind of go almost even starts from the beginning and just see who has the hot hand. Hakstol has shown if he's the coach, he's going to ride the hot hand.
Yeah. And I would think most coaches in that situation would, right? Like you're looking for whoever is anywhere in the lineup is going to give you the best chance to succeed and win hockey games. And so you'd make that call there. Zoe, the super chat, we lost scoring four in that game against Vegas. We did. That's true. Yeah.
The one that kind of ended the playoff hopes. And I remembered it had been snapped at some point late in the season. That's what it was.
Ugh. Vegas. Ugh. It's always them.
Yeah.
And then Ricky with the super chat. Enjoyed the season. Appreciate that, Ricky. Enjoyed having you in here. And you were able eventually to get your wish of playing the kids. It was late in the season, past when it mattered, and it wasn't for very long. But, they at least look good. They look good, and I think they proved you right for most of the year, calling for that.
There should be more of that next season.
Definitely. Definitely, definitely, definitely. Sean, really appreciated Ty Cartier's consistency this season. I really believe he may be a crowd favorite for years to come. Definitely.
He's absolutely tracking that way. I mean, between his ability as a pest that's kind of developing, going to the right spots in the ice, finishing lots and lots of checks, he's playing the kind of hockey that fans love.
Yep. And B, continuing the Ty Cartier love. Ty Cartier has brought the energy and effort all season long, even during the slumps and losing streaks. He gave 100% every single game. He's so great to have in the lineup. He is. And one of the things I talked about at the tail end of the live commentary was, you know, he's brought this physical edge. He's brought this energy. He's brought this life to the franchise and to the team. If next year he starts doing what he did tonight when he got his goal, which was kind of going to the net, he did it in the first period too, looking for tips or to be there for rebounds. I think that'll really kind of add an extra dimension to his game and maybe see him even crawl his way up the lineup at times if needed, just because he'll get goals. If he does that, his goal scoring numbers will improve next year.
He has the talent too, and he has the size to box out guys net front too. That's the thing. It's rare for a Kraken player to have that kind of build, but he has it.
Yep. Definitely. Ethan, this is my first season watching hockey. Appreciate you all for helping me learn the game throughout the year. You're very welcome, Ethan. Thank you for letting us know. Let's see. For Lady, got to be in person for this game, but still have to tune in to ECH for the post game live. Appreciate you too. Appreciate you. Hope you had fun. Would have been a really fun game to be at. Oh, man.
Yeah, in Minnesota for that.
Yeah, the shorthanded goals from Yanni, the chance to see the Joey goal. Oh my, and really, it all coming down to the wire as well. Like that is definitely the kind of hockey game you wanna be in.
Yep.
Let's see, Joey. Remember last season losing to Dallas was very disappointing. This team just wasn't a playoff team this year. Here's hoping next year we're in the playoffs and we make a deep run. Yeah, I mean, it shouldn't take too much for them to kind of tweak things a little bit, and then, you know, you just got to be in the top half of the conference. That's it.
I know half the teams make it in the NHL. I mean, it's really the bar isn't that high as far as getting to the playoffs. Every team should, in theory, unless you're going through a serious rebuild, have a chance to do that every single year. And I know Ron Francis has said as much and said, you know, that's kind of why it's so hard once you get in, like anything can happen. So they've got a shot next year for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Lindsay, off-season plans for YouTube, golfing like the rest of the non-playoff teams, perhaps at Flatstick Pub. You can use that outro free of charge, lol. I might just have to take you up on that in about 40 minutes here, Lindsay.
Yeah. That'd be pretty fun. As far as off-season plans, I mean, you're going back down to SoCal, but Firebirds.
Yeah, Firebirds, lots of Firebirds. Really looking forward to it. And speaking of which, DJ Singletone, excited to see Goyette, Rykov, or Chalet in Coachella? Yes, very much so. We learned just a couple of minutes ago, about half an hour ago, actually, that Kitchener got swept. So Rykov and Chalet, playoffs are done. They had good playoff runs too, especially Chalet really turned it on for the postseason. That was really fantastic to see. They should go and join Coachella Valley. I don't know that they're going to see a ton of time, especially once the playoffs kick in. I think it's just going to more so be to be around the pro level stuff, be around that coaching staff and be able to participate in those practices and things like that. I mean, maybe if Chalet is like continuing, like it's really clicking for him right now, he does have the skill to hang in the AHL right now for sure. So that would be interesting, but Goyette. I mean, Goyette is going to be the one. I really think he could do what Shane Wright did last season and come in and play a fourth line center role for this team. He's got the two-way ability. He's got the little bit of a scoring touch that he can use as well. And I think it'll really set him up to then have a lot of success probably further up the lineup next season in Coachella Valley. So definitely looking forward to Goyette with the Firebirds. Laura, it's okay, guys. We'll get a Joey hat trick next season. There we go.
That'd be something.
Has a goalie ever gotten a hat trick? That's the question, RJ.
Forget. I don't think so. Not even in a career. Did Brodeur, did he get three? Did he get,
there's no way. B, Joey deserves at least a couple of Vezina votes. I know he's not going to get close to winning it, but if he didn't play in Seattle, then he would be getting way more consideration for it, in my opinion. Yeah, I think just the fact that he kind of faded down the stretch a little bit, that probably killed him.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, and that's kind of that next level is, can you handle that big workload? And we know that Joey was dealing with some kind of nagging injury over the second half of the season. And that's what playing that many games does to a lot of goaltenders, maybe ones who don't have kind of that experience doing it, versus you look at the guy who probably will win the Vezina, Connor Hellebuck. And man, he is a workhorse. He just handles so many games and plays so great through all of them. That's kind of that next tier up that you have to reach.
Yes, definitely. Bridget, what jersey should I buy before next season? Yes, I mean, limited time to get the jerseys before the Fanatics takeover, RJ. Yeah. What would you go with? Like, I mean, after this year, if you wanted to, I guess it would be like, if you wanted to, you know, remember this season specifically, I would say like a Joey Decord would probably be the way to go.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like for, you know, say if you can even get your hands on Winter Classic jersey, Joey Decord would be the way to go. I might say Shane Wright.
Yeah.
That's prepping you for the future, right? I mean, if you're looking forward, I think Shane Wright would be the one to get.
Definitely. I would agree with that for sure. Firebirds coverage, let's go. That is right. Let's see. Yeah, we're rooting for the Flames. It feels weird. But it's draft position. It's important.
Yeah.
It's important. Let's see. Thank you for the kind words there, Jenna. You guys are going places. You're going to get poached sooner rather than later, I bet. Hopefully you'll be the guys making ESPN hockey good finally. That would be the dream.
That would be the dream be for the sure. Dream.
Definitely appreciate that though, Jenna. Let's see.
Dylan can make Espen happen from Rebecca.
Yes, exactly. I would totally bring that back. Just get rid of me day two because I won't stop saying it that way. Be fantastic. Shay, if Haxtell does go, what are your thoughts on Jay Woodcroft returning to the Pacific Division?
I'm not a fan of it personally. He's a Todd McClellan coaching tree guy, but aside from that too, I just seeing the Oilers defensive structure completely break down at the start of this season and knowing that this Kraken team has had fits of absent-mindedness there on defense, I don't like the combination. Also, his record is great, but how much of that is McDavid and Draisaitl? It's hard to quantify. I think a lot.
Yeah, and I mean, we saw McDavid hit a new low from, like, you know, I don't want to say an attitude standpoint, but from a morale standpoint, right? Like, McDavid broke at the beginning of this year. It is hard to remember, but I mean, remember all like the angry Muppet memes and everything that was going on with McDavid. I don't know that we want to like sign up for the potential of that happening again. I think, you know, if Haxtell goes, we'll do a very comprehensive deep dive podcast about like potential replacements for him and kind of what we want to see. We talked about a little bit during the live game commentary, threw around some names like Carl Taylor of Milwaukee Admirals at the AHL level, David Carl, University of Denver coach, been very successful at the NCAA level. But for me, the things that I want a coaching candidate to check would be sustained success and building a culture that has continued buy-in season after season, because I think right now in hockey, that's a very difficult thing to do. And we've seen a lot of really good coaches turn over pretty quickly in NHL jobs right now because that becomes an issue after a little while. So I want somebody who can kind of come in and really establish a system and establish a culture that guys are going to want to buy into year after year. I think that's what this team would really benefit from.
Yeah. And Lindsay's just saying, for what it's worth, Leah Hextall said on the broadcast she fully expects Hextall to be back next season. I don't know if it's insider info or just speculation.
All right. Well, we'll find out. We'll find out in the next couple of days. I mean, he's scheduled to talk on Saturday as part of locker cleanout and everything. So we'll see what ends up happening there. A couple more super chats here. First one from Edward. Kind of a shame this season has to end just as Kraken games got to be fun again, but glad to be able to end it on a high note. Thanks, ECH, and go Kraken. You're very welcome, Edward. Thank you for the super chat. And yeah, the last couple games, finally getting back to it.
You know, just build that excitement for next season. That's what it's all about.
Yep, definitely. And then really big super chat here from Shannon. Oh, massive. Thank you very very much, Shannon. Thanks for everything, Dylan and RJ. Kudos to the rest of the gang for being fun and welcoming. Can't wait for fall hockey with the kids. Oh, yes. No, it's going to be a lot of fun. And you are very, very welcome, Shannon. Thank you for that. That means a lot.
Yeah, thank you so much, Shannon, for the super chat. And I mean, yeah, it's just been so fun the whole way. This is the time in post game where I'm kind of getting sad about it being the last one of the season. I know it's not ending. I know we'll still be doing things, but like, I'm going to miss it.
I know. And it's going to miss talking about the Kraken too, right? Like, it's exciting to talk about the Firebirds and the future of the organization and all that kind of stuff. But like, the Kraken it's where it's at, right? Like, that is the daily grind for us, right? Those are the practices we go to, the morning skates, all the media availability, the games. And it is tough every year when we kind of reach the end like this. It is definitely, it's tough, especially when not going to the postseason. That was fun. Wanted to do that again. I'm there with you for sure. Kylie, maybe a double win tonight unless Calgary chokes against the Sharks. Also, can we please finally start and end the season at home? Do they do that? Do they let you have both? Like, I wonder if they schedule that way.
I don't know. Some teams must have both. You'd think just number, like, is that a mathematic thing? No, I guess not. I don't know.
You could set it up, I would think.
I don't know. But that would be nice.
Yes, but that would be interesting. Certainly, I mean, I do feel like ending a season at home is maybe even a little bit, I don't know, there's a lot of excitement at the beginning of the season. Yeah. Let us know, but which would you rather have? If you could only have one, what would everybody rather have? I just think that's
Also, on the Calgary front, Dylan, I did just check the score, and I'll let you read whatever because I don't want to jinx anything. But
oh, like, yeah, it's 5-0 Flames with 13 minutes left in the second. That's, yeah.
I have no opinion about how that will go. Nope. I have no predictions there, but
whatsoever.
And you tell how where we are in chat because we just see DJ Singletone 3-0 Flames.
Yeah, this happens fast. Lots of chat here at the end. And yes, Rebecca providing context for the Espen ESPN pronunciation. And yes, you did bully me, Rebecca. Everybody bullied me away from saying Espen into saying ESPN. You all won out. Congratulations. I hope you're happy. let's see. Are you guys doing a bracket challenge? Love you guys. Thanks for making this season fun from Daniel. Yes, we are doing a bracket challenge.
Yeah, we're doing a bracket challenge. So the link is not in the description right now. I haven't added it yet. Sorry. But if you go on the NHL's bracket challenge site and search for leagues, it's just called Emerald City Hockey. So it's just our name, Emerald City Hockey. You should be able to find it. I don't think there's any other ones that are called that. Mm-hmm. I hope not. But yeah, just sign up for that. It's an open league. You don't need a password, anything. Go ahead and join. It's going to be really fun. We'll figure out a cool prize for the winner by the end of it. And yeah, and also it'll come with bragging rights in this community. So all next season, you can tell everybody, remind everybody that you won the bracket challenge. So everyone go join as soon as you can.
Yeah. Definitely. So it should be a lot of fun. Look forward to that every year. Well, everybody looks forward to it. I participate.
Yeah. And that's the thing. You can tell Dylan how you did better than he did.
Yes, that happens every year. And it's a lot of fun for everybody. That's Kraken hockey, baby, from Alan. Excellent way to send off the season. Have we ever won the 82nd game before? Either way, I'm buzzing on this win, and I'm just happy for a W into the offseason. I mean, we talked about it earlier. I'm pretty sure this is the first time.
Yeah, it is the first time, yeah, because you had the loss against Vegas last year, as they put in chat. To a team that was going to go on to win the cup.
Yes. And Zoe, wait, lemon lime Gatorade time. I know. I don't have any.
Dylan,
what are you on me? I'm okay. Traveling.
That's true. We should have stopped at the grocery store or something on the way.
I will get everybody later. I will get everybody later.
And then we have blue Gatorade here somewhere, but
somewhere. Yes. No, you're very right, Zoe. And that was a travel oversight on my part. I apologize.
We won't let it happen again.
No, I'll get you in Discord for sure. For sure.
I think Gregory's going to just like bust through the window, Kool-Aid Man style, and just hand you some.
Gatorade, that would be fantastic. Sam, go Flames go. Also, Dylan, given that we're at the end of the season, I'm going to ask this question again. Which draft prospect are you the biggest fan of, Ola Kamel or Benson from prior years? I don't know that I have a player like that yet because I'm still like sorting through everybody.
It takes time to fall in love.
It does. Ginla's up there. In a weird way, it might be Dickinson on the blue line, but also at the same time, I don't think he's going to be like a rock solid top guy. It's just that like I'm in love with the idea of him being the sidekick to the rock solid top guy. And I kind of like that idea. So, but he's the one that I've kind of gotten the most excited about so far, would be Dickinson up there playing in the OHL. But I will get back to you, Sam, and we'll definitely talk about that as we get more into draft season. Cool. Great with the super chat here. I could just go away for a
sorry, my email update. Popped up and it blocked update it.
To go away here in just a second. There we go. Great season, guys. Thanks for all you do for the Kraken community. You're very welcome, Cole, and thanks for being a part of it.
Yeah, thank you so much, Cole. And just fun season. And this community is the best. Can't say it enough.
Yep. And from Fur Lady here, such an awesome game. We drove from Missouri, but it was totally worth it. And there were a surprising amount of Kraken fans in the house. Excited to see the kids play in person next year. That is awesome. Glad you got such a good game after the road trip like that.
Yeah, definitely well deserved, from Missouri all the way up to St. Paul. That's really cool.
Yep, definitely, definitely. Do you think John for sounds going to the Bruins? John Forslund is going to the Bruins. I mean, we got... It's all but confirmed that Root is not going to be doing the Kraken games next season. I think that opens things up certainly for Forslund to then leave. We do not have any word on what is going to be taking over for Root, whether it'll be an in-house streaming option from the Kraken or if they're going to work with like a local station to kind of cover things that way. I wish we could give you an answer on that, but that we really do not have any information on. I think that, you know, we talked about this during the live game commentary. Some people from Root are also employed by the Kraken, and they'll should probably stay around, like Allison Lucan. But I think that the broadcasters were just kind of employed through Root, which doesn't really need any of these hockey broadcasters now because they're not going to have hockey coverage to do. So it does mean that Forslund should be, you know, a free agent here at the same time that Boston, a team that makes a lot of sense for him, is looking for somebody.
Yeah. So like Dylan said, we don't have any information to that effect, but you know what, if you put yourself in his shoes, it's an attractive proposition there.
Yes. Like Fanatics planning to sell the Made in Canada on ice jersey means I know I'm getting a 51 next season, even if it's super expensive. Yeah, I do like this, that they're going to be selling the same jerseys that they're giving to the players. Mm-hmm. Basically, they're just going to be expensive. I think 400 is the early number on that. And I'm 400 on a, I know it's
if baseball is anything to go by, what's even going to be the quality of those jerseys?
I know, that's why I'm like really freaked out about this. So it's a little too early to be excited about the fact that they're doing that. That the number is mm-hmm. crazy high, but yes, I'm going to need to get a Shane Wright jersey too.
Yeah,
definitely. Let's see. Shout out to all the super chats from Rebecca. Definitely. No, this has been fantastic. Thank you, everybody who has been able to do this. And love the thank you for Shannon as well. Everybody looking out. That is fantastic there. And Lindsay, only 176 days until Kraken hockey, baby. Side note, I'll be on gutted if Forslund leaves. It'll definitely be rough if he leaves. It's going to be rough depending on what the broadcast situation turns into. No matter what happens here, because it might mean losing anybody, right? Like, and that would suck because they have such a great group together right now.
Yeah, and I think you have as close to an ideal broadcast as you can maybe mm-hmm. possibly have right now. I mean, it's, of course, with something like that, like any dynasty team, right? It can't stay together forever. That's just how the world works. But let's enjoy what we've had this season, and hope for the best next year.
Yep. Definitely. Let's see. I'm either way with Hackstall leaving, unless keeping Hack means keeping McFarland. I'm 100% with no more McFarland. Paul McFarland running the power play. I mean, that has been one of the interesting things about this is he has not made any staffing changes in 3 years. That's a little unusual.
Yeah, that is kind of rare, especially with two of those years not making the playoffs. So that might be, if they decide to keep Hackstall on board, that kind of might be the compromise, that there's a change in the assistants. That's mm-hmm. how it tends to go for these sorts of things.
Yep, definitely. Shani, come visit us in Coachella Valley. Kraken future in the desert. That is definitely the plan. Super pumped for it. And then some split ideas here. Zoe, rather start at home. Virginia, end at home. Okay. It's an interesting one. Let me see if we got
I think if you don't make the playoffs, I'd rather end at home.
Yes, it's Jason. If you make the playoffs, it's easier to end the season at home.
Yeah.
Sean, it's definitely time to start a season at home. I think that would be
they haven't done that yet, so that would be a good first.
Christian, don't take it, Dylan. Bring back the Espen. I will, like, just saying it this much, it's like now how my brain sees the word and thinks of it. So it might be coming back here. It's fun. Cutter Gauthier making his NHL debut. Did you see that troll job from the Ducks too?
No, I didn't. What'd they do?
It says looking good in the right orange and black.
Okay, that's good.
That's dangerous. Sammy with the super chat here. Thank you, Dylan and RJ, for the great season. My dad and I never miss a post game live. See you all next year. Fantastic to hear. Shout out to you and your dad, Sammy, and thanks for the super chat.
Yeah, thank you so much. Love the dedication, and you know, watching hockey with your dad is just an awesome thing. I'm glad I got to experience that a lot in my life, and glad you're getting to enjoy that too.
Definitely. And Light with the super chat here. At least Edzo is likely here to stay, given he left his hometown OG job to original six yeah. job to be here. He probably would attract a good play-by-play guy if John left too. Yeah, I think the chance to work with Eddie Olczyk would be a big deal for any potential play-by-play broadcasters looking for work.
Oh yeah, for sure. No, I think a lot of them would jump at that chance if the spot was vacated.
Yeah, there's so many ifs to all of these things, right?
We're like, gonna find out a lot this
cover off-season. All of these what if scenarios all at once here. But it's definitely interesting. Daniel, I'd rather have the week right after the All-Star break at home for once. That is true.
Yeah, that's been rough on the road for the Kraken in the past. That's true. That would be a good change to have.
That would definitely be nice. Definitely, Lindsay. I was a proud Dylan Espen bully. Yeah, yes, you were. Definitely remember that. Shannon, you two are great. I've learned a whole nother layer of hockey insight from you. And Kimberly, I've had so much fun becoming a hockey fan. Love this community. You're both very, very welcome. Sam, and even if the Flames pick ahead of us, we all know they're picking Iginla.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. So, yes, if we want Iginla as an option for the Kraken, got it. We need Calgary to win tonight.
Yep.
Yeah.
No more comment on that no, game. It's still 5-0, but I won't say anything.
That's it. Nicole, thank you guys and the community for making this season so fun. No matter the result of the game, these post games are always the best part of Kraken game day. Really appreciate that, Nicole. Thanks for everything you did this season as well. Always being in the post game chats and everything. Really, really appreciate it. Let's see. We won what would have been the season final with a 3-0 shutout against San Jose the first season, but the final game was the rescheduled game against the Jets because of the COVID. Yeah, I mean, it was the final game though.
The Jets one was the final game. But the final home game, like that's, we all kind of checked out at that point. I feel like, I don't know. I kind of did, like we were watching the Jets game. I think we were all kind of on board with losing just given the draft position and everything.
Yeah.
And if you choose to recognize that Sharks game as the final game of the season, I would support that because it was the most emblematic of everything, right? It was just that team that they had so much hustle. They never gave up. And they, at the end of the day, they just, you know, they came together and rewarded the fans who were there with them.
Yeah, that is very true. It's still one of my like highlights of everything. Was
that remember the post game after that one? Yes. It was a party. It was one so much fun.
Yeah, it was so much fun. Jason, release the Kraken onto TV. Yes, yeah. I mean that is the positive of the route change is that the Kraken games should be a lot more accessible to people, and that's definitely a good thing. Yeah.
Whatever they go with, that's my big hope, is just it's accessible as possible.
Yep. And Kylie, off topic, but how does the move of Arizona work in terms of players? Do they all go to Utah, or can other teams poach them? Yeah, everything about the franchise is going to Utah. All the players, prospect pool, everything is going. The only thing that's not going is the rights to the Coyotes branding and name. That's the one thing that stays. So otherwise, everything else is making the move.
The one thing that might change that might have something to do with the Kraken, though, is potential realignment with the divisions. We haven't heard anything to that effect that it would be happening. And especially possibly if they add another team, if they go expansion later, that could affect the Kraken at some point, but not right now.
Yeah. Jeffrey, the whole route thing definitely hurt my fandom this season. I still went to the games I had tickets for, but missed almost all the other games. Yeah, it was really brutal for a lot of people, and it was especially tough for new fans to like trying to get into it. It's just so rough. So, like I said, that is, you know, we'll see what happens with the broadcasters and the wonderful team that Root had, but definitely I think it is going to be for the better that the game should be a lot more accessible moving forward.
Yeah, that's a net positive for sure. If more people can watch the games, that outweighs just about everything.
Yeah, and Virginia's saying in the Kraken yearbook they have everyone except Piper listed as part of the team. So interesting. Hmm. Yeah. I mean, like I said, we don't know the specifics there. We did suspect that Piper would be a Root employee kind of first.
She's done Mariners games. She's done other things.
So I think that would be one there. Let's see. Didn't they change the goalie coach after year one, Edward's saying?
They did. Yeah. So that is the one coaching change they made. You don't see that out because the goalie coach isn't on the bench there with them during the team, but that was a massive change and had great positive impacts. I mean, letting go of Andrew Allen, bringing in Steve Briere, like Steve Briere has been one of the real keys to the team's success that doesn't get talked about as much as he should.
Definitely. Definitely. And he likes our logo, which is also very important to know. Matt, would love to see an off-season podcast where you redo the expansion draft. Curious how you would change the roster based on 3 years of development. That would be a fun time.
Yeah, we looked at it after 1 year, but 3 years really gives you a bigger window to see what you might have done differently.
Yes.
Just with hindsight, of course. You have that disclaimer at the start.
Definitely. Let's see. Christian, I'd be beyond bummed if Forslund left, but Fitzhugh and JT would be super stoked about that. I mean, we would be, I get what you're saying, right? We'd be stoked to like have them together. Like that would be a lot of fun and have that be the team, I think would be a lot of fun for sure. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Are the Roadrunners moving too? No, the Roadrunners are staying and they're actually staying under the ownership. Yeah. They're going to Mullet. So I guess they are moving, but they're also staying under the ownership of the Coyotes owner, not the Utah owner. So he got to keep the AHL team as part of the deal. It's a messed up deal.
Yeah, like how are fans going to want to go and watch this team full of prospects that they now will no longer enjoy and put money into the pockets of this owner who, you know, through his terrible job with that, it means they don't have a team anymore. I'd boycott the games if I was.
Yep. I know. It's wild. Oh, I'm loving all these Espen truthers in here, though. Where were you all year one? No, I love seeing this. Thank you, Jason, for being on board there. I'm happy about that. And Edward, does anyone else remember when Espen launched a mag to compete with SI? They had a TV ad with a high school cheerleader saying she learns about sports from Espen the magazine. I'm telling you, it has been used in the past. Everyone's trying to gaslight me on this
one. I used to get that magazine. I remember I had a subscription to it. Yeah.
I'm telling you, they've used it. They used it in LA on the radio. It's been there. Yeah. It's been there.
And Daniel bummed we're not going to see the bar mitzvah suit this year. Yeah. Sorry. It's for playoffs only, or the Winter Classic. Actually, that was the other time.
Yes, you did bring it up for the Winter Classic. That's true. Good stuff. Good stuff. The Flame Sharks game has been like a never ending power play for the Flames and it's all been 5-on-5. It's kind of sad to watch. I can imagine that it's not
the Sharks greatest. Don't have to tank anymore. They've already locked up the top odds.
Yeah. Lindsay, Ryan Smith, Utah NHL team owner, confirmed that they'll wear Utah across the chest of the jerseys and wait to pick the right branding name. So you guys called it. Good job.
It seemed the most logical thing given the timeline. Yeah.
Yeah. Timeline wise. So we'll see. And then we talked about the leaked names that none of which are very good.
No, not a fan. We'll talk a little bit more about all the details and everything. We're recording Red Glare tomorrow. So we'll have a lot more on that situation.
Yeah. Let's see. Lindsay, Piper covers Mariners too. So this would be a sad way to end the Piper Allison experience. I know it's a sad thought.
The friendship will not end though. Those two are really tight. Yeah,
definitely. Definitely. Rebecca, can we talk about the real victory in ditching Root? Smell you later. Hat trick trivia.
That's true. I will celebrate the end of hat trick trivia.
I know it was, hey, if you were a time traveler, it was trivia.
I never thought about it that way.
For the select few out there, it was trivia. But yes, no, it was ridiculous. Guess what's going to happen and call it trivia. Does RJ have enough pull with the Kraken management to get them to play a preseason game in Australia?
I don't know. I'll see what I can do. We'll find out how much pull I have. I'll ask at the locker cleanout.
Ron, media availability on Monday.
Yeah, although I think those are league events.
They are.
I do not have that much pull with the league. I can tell you that much.
Yeah, we learned that over the Winter Classic. We learned what the league thought of us. That would be a league event. But I do think like Kraken are probably getting up there that they could start participating in some of that stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of it, the real problem is that they don't have a rival. Like the built-in rival, because they love to send those rivalries out for those preseason games.
They do. And yeah, and I mean, the other thing, it's not really relevant with Australia as much, but you know, if you have a player that's you know, if they were going to have like one of those series games in Denmark or something, you know what I mean? In Copenhagen, they'd send maybe the Kraken because they have Oliver Bjorkstrand, right? That's the kind of thing they'd look at as well. I know there's only one Aussie NHL player, but it's not on the Kraken, unfortunately.
Yep. Definitely. Let's see. Just trying to get to pop in there. Listen, person acronym, choose your fighter. Exactly. Daniel, I'm down for the expansion draft, the expansion redraft. Yeah, we'll definitely look into doing that over the offseason then for sure. Gonna need lots of content to fill it out. It always gets real long. That's for sure. I feel so bad for the Arizona fans too. That was rough to watch last night. Losing Piper would be so sad. She's such a great part of the broadcast. We need to figure out a way for her to stick around somehow. Look, it's entirely possible. Like, again, we really don't know things. It's just that is the one situation that I think contract wise would be the hardest to make work.
Yeah. And you know what, it's kind of ironic, but like the talent and the versatility might be the thing that prevents it from happening because she can do other sports. She can, you know, she is so multi-talented. It might actually, you know, make Root want to keep around for other things more.
Yeah, definitely. So. Light, I feel like us and the Ducks have a shot at starting something. We're both going to be on the up and up with young guys at the same time, and I hate them already, lol.
I mean, you've been on this for a couple of years now saying that, like, when we were talking after year one or during year one about who's going to be the Kraken's big rival and really emerge as that rival, you were saying the Ducks because of their young group of players, their prospects, and they would come up around the same time as the Kraken.
Yep.
Still hasn't fully happened for them yet, really.
Hasn't really happened for the Kraken.
I was going to say for either team. The Kraken have made the playoffs, but yeah. But we'll see if it actually comes to fruition.
Definitely. Alan, I live in Michigan, so Root was never a big issue for me. However, I've heard how much it blows for Seattleites, and I can level with you there, especially when Bally Sports is here for Detroit. Yeah, I mean, because it's so easy if you're out of market, right? You just get your ESPN Plus subscription and you're good to go. But if you're in market, it is just a nightmare. And that's why I really think it would be great if the team started taking it over the way Vegas did.
Yeah. No, that would be like the ideal scenario, and Vegas is showing how it can be done well.
Yes. And they made it very affordable for people in market. It was really, really well done what they did. I hate to give that organization credit for anything, but they really did a good job with how they handled their broadcasting stuff. Let's see. There may not be many to choose from this season, but what's your favorite moment of the season? Mine is the Joey shutout for the Winter Classic and the Winter Classic as a whole. We were talking about this with Kate, too.
Yeah, she's gonna. I don't know if that came out today already or if it's gonna come out later, but she's gonna do an article again for the top 10 moments of the Kraken season. Definitely give that a read when it's out if you have a chance. But we were kind of discussing it, and for me certainly, and I think for you also, the Winter Classic is far and away number one.
It is definitely that one. As for a second one, that's it gets tough really fast.
It does. I don't know. Maybe that Boston game in Boston where like Boston Joey really and Maddie good. Did great. I don't know what other ones.
Maybe this is like cheating a little bit, but I'm gonna say the watch party with the Ducks game and Shane Wright scoring twice and picking up an assist and all of that great stuff. I mean, like it was a pretty big highlight, but I get if that's considered cheating a little bit.
Yeah, it wasn't the same experience for everybody, Gil.
That's true. let's see. Another one, Alan on board with Team Espen. Yes. We're getting them all. Yes. I still think the Winter Classic was our Stanley Cup this season from Light. It very much was.
Yeah, absolutely. With the season said and done, for sure.
Mm-hmm. let's see. Definitely the Joey shutout in the Winter Classic, Christian. I think a lot of people are on board with that one. Virginia, I remember Piper saying that she really sought out the Kraken job, so maybe she won't let it go so easy. Yeah,
it's the same thing that you can say with like whether it's Forsland or anybody on that crew, like and especially as much time as I get to spend around them, they all love covering the crack and they all love the jobs they're in. It's just, you know, life and logistics sometimes get in the way, but they all love what they're doing now. So that means there's always a chance.
Yeah. Charles, not sure it helps, but Piper did work some Storm games for the team and WNBA the last few seasons. So is that under Root though?
I don't know. Charles would probably know that.
Yeah. Charles, are those Root though? Because that would be the thing. Lindsay, rumor that Amazon Prime will take over the Bally Sports market, with Amazon literally the Kraken helmet sponsor. Is that a natural fit for streaming Kraken games? It very well could be, especially if Amazon wants to get into streaming sports. I mean, they have the streaming infrastructure already there to make it work. I mean, that's the biggest barrier to entry for everybody, and certainly for teams if they want to do that kind of on their own, is it's establishing that streaming infrastructure and the ability to host it all. That would certainly be an option. And I got to think, the Kraken right now, based on what we do know, is just that they're still exploring all the options.
Yeah.
Like, the decision hasn't been made is kind of what we know. So that's definitely a possibility.
Yeah, for sure.
Zoe, favorite goal of the game?
I'm going to let you go first, because I got to go first last time, and there are a couple that I'm mulling over, and I want to go whichever one you go.
Okay, well, I'm going to go with the Ty Cartier goal, because I loved him going net front, getting the tip. He made it look so natural. He boxed out Ryan Hartman, too, who's been a pest that entire game. I'm going Ty Cartier all the way.
So that was one of the ones I was considering, and I figured you would go with it, so I'll go with something else. I'll go with the Yanni shorthanded breakaway, well, the one not on the empty net, where he beats Fleury there, just because, like, with all the talk of how fun this is and the community and everything, like, that's what I'm thinking back to about a game like this, and how we kind of called it early on and we were joking about it. Yep. And then seeing that all come together and reacting with everybody, that just made it my favorite.
Yes, that is definitely good. Joey shutout takes the cake, but finally beating Tampa was good too. Mm-hmm. And that win in overtime against the Red Wings, when Eberle scored with just a couple seconds left in overtime. Yeah, we definitely talked about that Red Wings game, because not only was it the clutch finish in overtime from Eberle, but McCann tying it, right? Kraken pull the goalie to tie the game to send that one to overtime. I mean, that was a really fantastic game. You're definitely right, B. That one is up there for sure. Jeffrey, was the Root thing always a 3-year contract, or the Kraken leaving because of how much the Mariners messed things up with Root and Xfinity? I certainly think that that situation that developed, and especially how it developed, like, the week of the season starting for the Kraken, and how many fans kind of got screwed right at the beginning of the year, did not help that relationship. We don't really know, though, the details on the contract, like the terms and all that kind of stuff. I thought I remembered from back in the season one that it might have been a 5-year deal, but it might have had a third year out.
Yeah, I remember hearing that at some point. But yeah, I don't think it was originally like just a 3-year deal. I think it was longer.
Yeah. CJ, at least we still have the Firebirds playoff hockey to look forward to, along with the associated ECH post games hint. Yes.
We hear you loud and clear.
We got to make it happen for sure. For sure. Let's see, kind of address the Amazon thing there already. Getting to go to the Shane Wright games was awesome, from Rebecca. Yes, it was. Let's see, Jason, I'll allow the cheating on that one. The watch party was great. Yes. All right. Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate that. Charles, no, it's not under Root. Regarding Root, she only ever helped out with Root for Mariners promotions, and she didn't enjoy it.
Real insight.
Throw that out there. Yeah. okay. So then it's possible that, you know, she can do stuff away from Root then. That's good to know.
Let's hope.
Definitely. Autocad. All right, Dylan and RJ, who are your studs and duds of the season? Thank you both for ECH and all that you do. Excited for the next season. You're very welcome. Oh, studs and duds. This is an interesting one.
I know.
For this year.
Which way could we go?
I mean, Shane Wright, stud, going net front, playing the way this team needed to play all year.
Joey Decord, stud, no question, definitely. Reaching that next level.
Vince Dunn, proving that he is an elite defenseman, right? I mean, he had the fantastic year last year. We were questioning whether or not that was for real. It was very much in the air. He signed a contract that kind of made it look like maybe that was a little bit up in the air as well. But he came out and was, in my opinion, the Kraken's best player this season. So I would also give one to Vince Dunn there. And then Oliver Bjorkstrand, honorary mention, if we have to only stick to three.
Yeah, because it's usually three, but hey, you know what? I'll let you. Yeah. I'll allow
Oliver, it. Oliver Bjorkstrand, because he was consistent offensively, and he was able to play up and down the lineup and just with anybody during a very inconsistent year for everybody. Him and Ty Cartier were really like the only two guys who were able to stay consistent at all.
Yeah. And then I don't know, for it's so tough picking duds.
I mean, team shooting percentage.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I was gonna go like non-player picks. Yeah, team shooting percentage.
The system and lack of system was a big dud for the season, and that was a big reason why I think they didn't have the success this year.
Yeah, and the injury ninja.
Yeah.
You know, with the forward injuries that hit hard at bad points of the season.
Yep, definitely. And Brandon Tanev.
He's the honorable mention. I was waiting for you to.
I knew you wanted to, but I'll throw him in there as the honorary.
Showing players, that was the first place I was going.
definitely. Thanks, Jeffrey, for the Storm rights. Go with Fox. Good to know. Edward, Amazon was streaming Sounders games before MLS started a league-wide streaming deal with Apple. So cracking on Amazon Prime could happen, I think. Yeah, I mean, if Amazon wants to get bigger into sports with like live streaming, then I mean they would have the ability to do so in a heartbeat. And it's not even just like the helmet sponsor, but I mean like they sponsor the whole freaking arena. There is definitely a relationship already there between them and ownership and everything. So definitely, Daniel Borgen putting Donato in a headlock has to be in the top 10.
That was fun. That was really fun.
Yes. Hey, how's it going, Patrick? Good to see you coming in here. This has been a fun time.
Yeah, definitely. And you've all timed it out on chat too, as we approach the hour mark, like right there on it for kind of a last call for the last game in chat. But Dylan, it hasn't been the season that we necessarily like expected or wanted, but man, it's been a lot of fun.
Yes, no, it has been. I feel like we really hit our stride this year too, right? Like year one was just everybody was figuring everything out. The team, us, everything, everywhere was everybody was figuring that all out. Year two was just a wild ride that we all kind of got swept up in. And this year, I feel like, especially with the community and everything, we were really able to come in a big way, right? Being able to do more live events this year was a big deal. Being able to cover the Winter Classic was a big deal. And you guys all helped in that. I know, like, obviously it's like great for us because we got to go and everything, but it was because of all the support and everything that we had from everybody here, right? We have so many people tune in to watch these post-game lives. So many people tune in to the podcast, all that kind of stuff, that we're able to kind of get ourselves into those spaces and be able to cover the team that much more. And it's because of all the great support that everybody has had for us. So really want to appreciate everybody there and everybody hanging around with us during a really tough year. This was a tough year for everybody involved. Obviously the team, it was tough on them. It was tough on a lot of people on the media side of things, let me tell you, just because, I mean, it's hard to cover a team that's kind of losing and everybody's frustrated and upset and all that kind of stuff. But it also, you know, the support can waver, but it never wavered with our community. And so definitely want to say thank you for that.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And yeah, it makes every game, you know, especially the losses, right? I mean, I'm still excited every single time as we get done with media and I get to go up and set up my camera and join for post game. I mean, it's so much fun. And I'm grateful to all of you for that and for the opportunity to do something that Dylan and I, that we really love to do every single day. Like this is the dream for us and just you make it possible. So thank you.
Yes, definitely. And we've got two more things here. Just of note, Tammy saying awesome hat pick. Love that it went to the equipment team. So Davy Jones hat going to the equipment team for the year. That is absolutely perfect. Means they can then give it to whoever for the start of next season. That is the way it should go after every season. I think we should leave it on this big super chat here from Kitty B. Crack and RJ. So how many broadcasts will be coming to Patreon before the Stanley Cup? And what's the monthly cost? Let's all do that.
So as far as number of broadcasts, I mean, we're going to do, instead of just like, I think one live commentary, we're planning for multiple playoff games to kind of like, you know, offset the fact they're not Kraken games. So we're going to be doing, you know, multiple playoff games, doing the live commentary. And of course the regular podcast will continue all the way through the off season every single week, usually on Fridays. And then the Armchair GM streams will continue because the Kraken are going to be doing GM type things and we'll get to talk about their off season moves. And then of course the prospect chats with the draft coming up and with the Kraken, then we'll having selected players, all of that, those will continue as well. And then, you know, something else we've been thinking about other ideas as well to potentially add things. I don't want to tease too much, but that's all there. And then as far as the monthly cost, it's to get everything, the top tier Terror of the Deep, that's $10 a month. And then for the Seafarer tier, which is get like the podcast, is $5 a month. And then I appreciate everybody in the comments, like Virginia saying Terror of the Deep is $10 a month. And it's a steal. Glad you guys all feel that way. And anything I missed, Dylan?
No, you handled that fantastic. And thank you, Kitty B. Kraken, for the big super chat. And yeah, it's a lot of fun. And we always have a great time watching those NHL playoff games with everybody too, right? Because Kraken are a little out of it. So we all get to like kind of, you know, be third party observers and have fun with it. And it always ends up being a lot of fun to do those. So really looking forward to that. And then, yeah, looking forward to getting into it with the prospect chats and all that good stuff. So definitely head over to patreon.com/EmeraldCityHockey and check that out. And of course, head over to Flatstick Pub for all your off-season golfing needs, right? You can get that in there. We all can't drive 5,000 yards like Jared McCann can every day. That's roughly what he does based on his shot. I'm assuming that's what he does. But we can all work on our short game. Some of us need more help than others. It's not important who, but a great place to do that would be Flatstick Pub.
Well done there, Dylan. Yeah, we'll see if the people who need help on the short game go and can get it.
Yep. And I see some people down here. We should charge more for the Patreon. We need a higher tier. We want to keep it accessible for everybody. Mm-hmm. But I will say this, because some people did reach out and actually did do this year, and we were very thankful to them. Those numbers are minimums. It's not a maximum. So if you want to give more per month, you can. You just change the amount that you're going. It's just to access those individual tiers, that is the minimum price for it. So obviously no pressure on anybody to do that. Like I said, we want to keep it as accessible as possible, rather make up for it in volume if possible and get as many people in there. But we did have several people reach out and do that this year, and we were very, very thankful to them. So
yeah, definitely. Yeah, and on the volume thing, tell your friends.
Exactly.
Get them into hockey. Yeah.
Let's go. And we'll finish off with this from Andrew, the super chat. Thanks for the good vibes this year. Cheers.
Yes. Okay, we will not. One more thing before we finish off.
Thank you for the super chat, Andrew.
Fuji here to sign us off.
Yes. There we go. Yep.
He's trying to get down.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Not a post game without a pet, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, for sure. Okay.
Well, there he goes. And there we go as well. Thanks everybody for joining us for another wonderful season, and we'll see you all again soon.